This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN World Health Organization, WHO, said on Thursday that there's a very high risk of the Ebola virus spreading in Guinea after an outbreak was announced last Sunday. In an update, WHO said that its concern was based on the unknown size, duration, and origin of the outbreak. It has led to 5 deaths so far in the southern region of Nzérékouré, which borders Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Côte d'Ivoire. The first confirmed victim was a nurse from rural Gueke Health Center who was initially diagnosed with typhoid and then malaria. While her known contacts include a traditional healer and their family, there are potentially a large number of others and limited capacity to respond, cautioned the UN agency. Guinea was one of the 3 most affected countries in the 2014-2016 West Africa Ebola outbreak, which was the largest since the virus was first discovered in 1976. To Syria now, and after 10 years of conflict, a new call for justice for victims of the civil war and their families, and an end to the instrumentalization of life-saving aid. In their latest report, Human Rights Council-appointed investigators said that the conflict, which has likely killed hundreds of thousands and displaced millions, had left no Syrian family unscathed. Cities have been reduced to rubble, and a constellation of armed actors continue to prey on the population, the Commission of Inquiry said in a statement. In an appeal to put Syrians first, finally, Commission Chair Paulo Pinheiro urged the international community to expend every effort to support a peaceful, negotiated resolution to the conflict for all her people. Echoing the need for urgent action, Commissioner Karen Koenig Abu Zaid said that it was unconscionable that aid has been consistently delayed, denied, and instrumentalized.
Despite the clear and consistent needs of so many Syrians and as Palestinians and other refugees, there are basic human rights and humanitarian needs, food, water, health care, and education that must be met regardless of which group controls which given territory.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres has strongly condemned a new attack on a boarding school in central Nigeria, in which one student died and several others were abducted. In the middle of the night, unidentified gunmen stormed the government science college Kagara in Niger State, leaving many students unaccounted for, according to reports. In a statement on Wednesday, Mr. Guterres called all attacks on schools and educational facilities abhorrent. He urged the authorities to spare no efforts in rescuing the victims and holding to account those responsible. 2 months ago, more than 300 students were abducted in a similar attack on a school in Kankara in northern Katsina State. The students abducted in that attack have since been released. Daniel Johnson, UN News.